Okay, hello everyone. This is Joe Corrier. We have the Warren Group's June home sales report for Connecticut here. Single-family home sales increased by 8.7% in June compared to June 2016, with a total of 3,872 sold. So joining me here is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, Joe. August 1st. We're halfway through the summer, huh?
That's right. And we have our data here for the first half of 2017 showing a mild increase in sales and median price compared to the first half of last year. In the context of the 21st century, however, the numbers don't quite stack up to pre-recession times. Could we consider this maybe the new normal for Connecticut's housing scene, or can it regain the luster of a decade ago?
Well, here are my thoughts. The sales volume of single-family homes in Connecticut have been steadily growing for 6 years now. It is still well below the peak sales volume that we saw in 2004, but the growth has been encouraging. June sales this year are the best since June of 2006. That's more than a decade. So sales are reasonably strong, indicating increasing demand for homes to purchase. What has really lagged is the median sale price. In the first 6 months of this year, it is up 0.6%. Last year, it gained 0.4%. And in 2014 and 2015, it actually fell 1-2%. This price performance is well below the neighboring states and what they're experiencing, and it's also well below the national averages. Lower prices are stimulating sales, but homeowners have not seen their home equity rise much at all in recent years, despite the growth in the economy, in jobs, and in the stock market. So I do think the state of Connecticut has lost a bit of its luster in recent years. I don't think it's the new normal. The market will come back in time. We just don't have a good idea of when that will be.
Mm-hmm. So recently, the Connecticut Association of Realtors have been increasingly vocal towards the state government asking for what they call a Connecticut to sell in regards to the quality of life in the state that goes to buying a home. What changes might the state need to make in order to bolster the struggling real estate market externally?
Well, I think the realtors and many business leaders in Connecticut are frustrated by budget deficits and talk of tax increases and spending cuts. There is not a clear path to resolving these issues, or perhaps not the political will to deal with them aggressively. Lingering issues like these create a malaise that is hard to fight, and that makes it hard to attract new businesses or to convince existing businesses to add jobs in the state. And to compound the sense of despair, the relocation of the headquarters of both General Electric and Aetna is a blow to the number of good-paying jobs and to the state's image and ego. That's why realtors want more action, positive direction, and leadership so that they have a Connecticut to sell. They want a better public image that will attract people and businesses to the state. But we have to remember, these things are cyclical. With energy and creativity, depressed urban centers do come back. Just take a look at Pittsburgh and Detroit. Once mocked as being in free fall and beyond hope, they are now shining examples of revival. Mm-hmm. They haven't bought, they have brought in new employers, and they have seen startups prosper, and they've even achieved a hip cultural status. Hartford may be struggling, but it will be revived with strong government leadership and good political choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Thanks for that, Tim. And thanks to all our listeners. If you need any more information about our products and services, you can visit us at thewarrengroup.com. Thanks.